Yeah. You wanna play with your Mario game? I had a big Rames as a big Tames. Cause Mario might be super, but I'm super duper with a big tuper. Cause no one's gonna hit it like me, cause Mario has a big C. But I got an A plus on that test because it's a big mess. Mario might be a superman, but I'm gonna have a big tan. He might have went to the past to the future, but I'm gonna make the new game have a neutral.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. You there, Lehigh boy, what's the show called?
It's the Kyle and Charlie Show.
We're your hosts, Kyle
and Charlie. It's featuring Lehigh boy Brian Payne.
He's wearing a sacrilegious Lehigh
shirt. Yeah, on good old Lafayette. It's not even like the meme one, not yeah. The one that's like Lehigh, because not everyone can get into Lafayette. And then yeah, like Lehigh, Lehigh is the same one.
The same college.
Bro, guys. That Lehigh shirt is really offending me.
Guys,
this is a safe space.
Triggered.
I'm not comfortable with you in the room right now.
Please get out.
Please leave
please
the
take
premises.
Off your shirt.
Please take off your shirt. It is required.
Yes, Owen couldn't make it today. He's studying for an astronomy exam that we both have tomorrow.
I have yet to see the Owen.
Yeah, actually, you've never met Owen, have you? Yeah, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, these two are too powerful. It's like if we
whenever
it's gonna
Owen
happen
is busy, like Brian comes on, and vice versa.
It's like what's that one movie with Lindsay Lohan as like a teenager?
Hoodwinked.
She played. Wait, no. Like the one where she's like two people. At
oh,
like a
Freaky
camp.
Friday?
No. Like she's two children.
What?
And like they like the Parent Trap. That's it.
That one.
Do you guys? Do you guys not know Parent Trap?
No, actually, I remember it now that you say it. I was thinking of Hoodwinked. You know,
Hoodwinked. Hoodwinked is a good film.
Dude, Over the Hedge.
No. Hoodwinked, two.
I think I saw that once in like
they like
a
reference
feverish state.
Wait, there's a Hoodwink 2.
Yeah, there's exactly. I've only seen the trailer and they like reference Silence of the Lambs with like the Rabbit Man. Spoiler alert, Rabbit Guy bad. For any of you Hoodwinked fans out there.
I knew a person who believed Hoodwink was one of the greatest animated films of all time, bar none. Because this is the primary reason. And some of my listeners will know who I'm talking about. It was made by dads for their kids.
Made by dads for their
dads.
Kids.
Dads.
Thank you.
Dads around the world, we salute
you.
Yeah,
we salute
for you. Making Hoodwinked.
Yeah, I'm sure
the classic animated movie of all time.
There are no other dads in the animated film industry.
No other ones. They all worked on Hoodwinked, all of them.
The dads convened.
Yeah, what's that one guy, the Studio Ghibli guy? Yeah, I heard
Miyazaki is actually
yeah, he was in charge of the Hoodwinked project. He designed the art for that one. He's a granddad, so it made sense why he would be in charge.
Yeah, granddad is bigger than dad.
Yeah, there's no other granddads in animation for sure.
All right.
All right, good talk. All right, guys.
Good talk, guys.
That was a show. We're 4 minutes in, and we're already done.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. Shut up, Brian. You didn't say anything.
I said words beforehand.
Yeah, but not on a show.
All right, Brian, what? Say something cool.
Say something wacky. Wacky and cool.
And epic. And amazing.
So, just an hour ago, Kyle and I were in a car, right?
Yeah.
Driven by a dashing rogue. And
yeah, that's very true.
A dashing who now?
A dashing rogue.
Ooh.
Wait, what are you gonna bring up? I actually have no idea where this is going.
And then all of a sudden two leprechauns jump out into the middle of the road and the driver looks at us, pulls the handbrake, manages to run over both of them.
What?
Kyle,
no, it's
remember
true.
How they sounded?
Oh yeah, it was it's
the grinding of a leprechaun on rubber.
Yeah. I don't think I could imitate. I really don't think I can imitate it right now.
Guys, top 10 mythical creatures to hit with your car.
Leprechauns, number one.
Leprechauns are number one. Guys, let's do another tier list, huh?
No,
I heard that's
again.
A good time.
We'll save that. We can't do that again.
I know. We're gonna do it every single time.
We can milk it one more time this semester, maybe.
Yeah, and then we have to, then we're done. We're all dry. We have to reload.
The Kyle and Charlie Show season two.
Season two.
We got renewed.
Yeah. You have like plot progressions too.
We have a deep.
We actually have lore. The reason why Owen and Brian have never been on the same show at the same time is because they're the same person.
I have a split personality.
They like morph. They're like he just like magically morphs into the other one.
Yeah.
When they leave,
he just like gains the dad it's bod. Actually, like, lunar. His hair just retracts into his skull. All of a sudden, he can see without glasses.
Oh, lucky.
Like the beard just back inside. Just and then
beard's a strong word.
Beard. Well, I mean, hey, it's No Shave November.
No Shave November, baby.
All the fellas got beards out here.
Woo.
We're going to have to update the cover photo to add Kyle's beard.
Yeah.
Go on MS Paint.
Yes.
Go on MS Paint. Just scribbles.
Yeah, dude. I mean, hey, then I could say I assisted with that one. No. But, fellas, you hit the microphone, Brian. You absolute buffoon. You absolute goblin.
Dude, am I kicked off of the show forever now?
You're gone. You're banished. Even your alternate ego, Owen. No. Fellas, you know what's in a week?
What?
The most popular...
Thursday?
Thursday's in a week.
Yeah, Thursday like, is, in fact, in a week. No, but like in a little... like let's say a week and change. You guys know what's coming up? Sports.
Oh, I love sports.
The big old Lafayette-Lehigh rivalry.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Which is why we're actually going to beat Brian here live on the studio.
I'm in handcuffs.
Yeah. We just put them on. He didn't realize. I took magic in high school.
I'm a magic major.
B-, but like I'm still okay.
Yeah. Fellas, high school is a wild time. And I mean, like, you guys obviously know each other's wild times because you guys went to the same high school.
We're not going to go there.
I mean, from the fact that you did a spit take, I think we should.
No.
All right.
You know what we should go over, though? Brian and I had an idea, like an entrepreneurial kind of idea.
Oh?
We were discussing this recently.
We went. I get it.
Uh-oh. I get it. I worked on it.
We're going to make a fitness blog.
Yeah, our bodybuilding blog.
But we're going to fill it with all incorrect information that we make up.
So basically, you're going to become like every like fitness personality?
Yeah, we're just going to make fun of it. And we're going to make... We should actually do this.
Guys.
We should at least start something.
Can we be called like Athlean Z or something?
No, we can't. We can't bounce off of Athlean.
Athlean X. With Jeff Cavalier.
He's such low body fat. It's kind of...
Maybe gross, because Athlean X works, guys. Come on. I wouldn't know.
He's like super... He's like ridiculously shredded. It's kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of... Like,
well, like if you guys follow Athlean Z, you can be just as shredded
even more. We've got to come up with a name for it now.
Right.
Okay.
First person to call in, we'll decide the name.
Yeah, if we get a call... We get a caller to decide the name.
Yeah.
Pumpkin right. Chumps.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Be something utilitarian, something that...
Something that everyone can relate to.
Something also that would attract dumb meatheads to figure.
Basically, we want to attract dumb meatheads and like meathead.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, aren't we all meatheads? Because all of our heads have meat in them.
Not if you're vegan. Right.
It's a slur against the human race. All right. Anyways, if you got a good name for this entrepreneurial idea, you guys will probably get like 1%.
You know, while we do that, we should give the number out.
Yeah, I heard that's a good thing. You get 1%, and
do that. Brian will read one of these PSAs
at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, you speed run the PSA while we give the number out. Okay.
All right.
Wait. So like,
we give the number out, and like you just go right after you give the number.
I'll give out the number twice for those slow people.
Is that an actual PSA or is that?
I do not know.
It's just like, dear student. Oh no, that's a. pass the thing.
No, yeah, it's
anyways. It's over anyway. You got a good name for this entrepreneurial genius plan? Call in at 610-330-5316. Again, 610-330-5316.
Take it away, Brian.
Did you know that hepatitis is the leading cause of liver cancer? Millions of Americans have hepatitis C, and almost half of the people don't know that they're infected. This disease often has no symptoms, so talk to your doctor to see if you're at risk. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month. Early detection can save lives.
Thank you, Brian.
And of course, we have no callers.
Yeah, you guys really be slacking.
Aw, can we get like the aw kind of...
I'm not prepared. Do you think I have the preparations?
You might as well get the laugh track in there too, and the clapping. they're just useful to have on hand.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, especially when I said that mad Thursday joke.
Oh, dude. Thursday? More like Thursday. Get it?
Hey, what's next week? What's next week, guys? Thursday.
All right.
I'll cut out the laugh.
We didn't call.
We gotta call it.
I have a feeling I know who it is.
It's from a robot apparently. Gear Man. Alright. Hello?
Hello. You wanted names for your entrepreneurial
hold on, let me put you on preview so everyone can hear you. Sorry, say again. You got a good name for us?
Yeah.
What is it?
How do you feel about games without brains? Yeah, I can totally hear this.
Sorry, say again.
Kermit the Frog?
Games without brains.
You're very quiet. Say that again for the people in the back.
Games without brains.
Games without brains?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
The games goblins.
So for some reason, you are absolutely quiet in my headset. It's probably not your fault. It's probably because we don't know how to use computers. But we will take games without brains. Thank you.
All games.
Thank you. Thank you, Gear Man. Very cool.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Charlie clapping at the clapping.
All right, clap. Well, you guys clap in the meantime.
I'm holding the mic. I can't clap.
Oh.
Hitman 4 trailer. It's right there, Kyle.
I'll put the mic down.
Woo! Thank you, Gear Man. Have a good night. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay, so what was decided on?
I mean, like
gains without brains. Oh, we also missed
like
a couple.
All
of
gains, no brains. Whichever.
Ooh, yeah, that's a very good variant. We could play with it, but we have an idea now.
That's the derivative.
The derivative of gains without brains is no gains, no brains.
Now the real question is, how I hang up.
Are you hung up, good sire?
You don't.
I'm done. Guys, guys, they're all... Gear Man is always on the show now. I don't know why. Like, I can't turn it up loud enough to even hear it in my headset, so you guys definitely have no chance of hearing it. But I guess that's just the way the cookie crumbles. All right, so games without brains. First pro tip, go.
So we have yeah. Like a couple that we already we lab these out.
I got a couple. I got a couple I've been working on.
We're
I
in
mean,
the lab.
We're right. In the lab.
Should we start with Polar Reps or X-Grip?
X-Grip.
All right, you explained X-Grip. It's your creation.
So what you're doing, say a bench press. Instead of gripping just like your hands at your shoulders, maybe a little wider, maybe a little thinner, depending on what you're doing. You cross your arms. your left arm or right arm crosses over the other one, and then they contact the bar, and you grab on there.
Okay, so it's like one of those like claw hands, the like little extendy things, like the extendy. Yeah. Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, I feel it. It makes you be able to push the bar out further, right?
No. How do we justify that one? I can't remember.
Because it's more dangerous. It activates your survival instinct.
Yeah, it is stupidly dangerous to hold something like that, and you can't properly actually hold anything like that. So it actually increases both your testosterone and adrenaline, which will make your workout even better.
I buy it. I'll do it.
And there's polar reps. We're like, you know how there's the polar coordinate system and when you're graphing out stuff in math? And it's,
when you're in the labs.
Yeah, when you're in the labs graphing.
You're in the lab.
And it's like a circle, right? Yeah. So It's actually a lot more efficient. You know how, like, you're doing a bicep curl, you take it, you curl it straight forward?
Yeah.
Instead, you curl it in a circle, and then...
So not like... Not yeah. like not like just like up and down.
Yeah, that, yeah. You know, like the X, Y coordinate stuff.
Like they always say, the experts always say, like, keep it in a straight bar path. No, we're going in a circular bar path.
It simultaneously maintains your rotator muscles while also building muscle more efficiently.
Mm-hmm. I buy that. And I actually have one that I've been working.
I remember this one.
This is one of my staples that I always love to do. So you know how, like, a lot of marathoners, like, oh, you got a carbo load before, like, your big run. Carbohydrates give you, like, a short burst of energy, but, like, they don't last very long. So instead, what you want to do is before you go out for your cardio, you want to eat a steak dinner, because proteins. They give you energy over. They're going to even give you a lot of energy, like, over time. So if you eat a massive steak dinner before your, like, your cardio, you're going to have all the energy to go, dude.
You know, that kind of segues really well into my tip about...
Oh, yeah, true.
So we were doing some research in the lab.
Okay. I feel like we also need, like, business...
After a few hours.
We need, like, business names, too.
We were testing out all jar-related foods. Actually, anything that comes in a jar, because, as you know, jars are ideal for building muscle because they take a lot of strength to open.
Yeah, I feel wrist like workouts. You gotta get the workout. Yeah. Dude.
So what we did was, we actually tested all the enzymes in each of the jarred things
by lathering each over our bodies.
Yes, there was a lot of lathering involved, a ton of lathering, and then we determined that the absolute best jarred food for gaining muscle is actually mayonnaise.
But the thing is, the enzyme dissolves when you mix the mayonnaise with other food.
Yeah. So you mix mayonnaise, you protein shake, you know, you get scoop of powder, get some fruit, some mayo.
You scoop of mayo? All right. Is it like 1-to-1 with your powder? Like, how do you do it?
Oh, a jar.
Yeah, one jar.
A jar.
I mean, do you take this seriously? Don't you want to gain muscle?
I mean, dude, I need muscle. Look at me. Like, I can barely hold up my own arm.
Yeah, so you might want to start on a mayo diet.
I need to get my mayo gains going.
The mayo diet.
The mayo diet. I was thinking, like, keto, but, like, only eggs.
Actually, yeah. I was thinking of another one.
Okay.
So think about it. Like, why do we need iron in our diets, especially bodybuilders?
Because we're pumping iron in the gym.
No, but that's the thing. We're already pumping iron, so we don't need to eat iron.
Oh, you're right.
Dude.
Okay, all right.
I mean, like, I have a counter one for that. Then says we should, like, quadruple our, like, iron intake, dude. Because, like...
Just eat raw iron.
No.
Wait,
yeah.
I have an idea.
Well, no. But the reason why you want to eat all this raw iron is so you can put magnets on the floor. So that way, when you're doing, like... A squat with a squat rack or something like that.
More resistance.
Yeah, you have more resistance. The magnets are pulling you down. They're pulling in the iron in your body, dude. The iron in your muscles. So that way you have to push up against the magnets.
Oh,
that's pretty smart.
Yeah, it's like increasing your weight without actually increasing the weight.
You know, I think when you're going for iron, you might want to go for blood actually. Like, drink some blood.
Just drink blood.
The vampiric diet, if you will.
Yeah, pro tip, become a vampire.
It's mayonnaise and blood. Mayonnaise and blood.
Guys, that actually sounds like my diet.
Mayo and blood?
Yeah, dude.
Where do you get the blood?
That's just ketchup.
Where do you get your mayo?
Dude, red mayonnaise is just ketchup.
Protein-enhanced mayo.
Way infused.
You know those people that are, like, baking with, like, their menstrual blood?
What?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Now you have. There's some, like, people that are doing it for, like, the sake of feminism or something like that, that they're baking with their menstrual blood.
Well,
fellas, they're going to strike it rich. Their blood is loaded with iron.
Yeah, it's a lot of iron. That's a lot of pumping.
That's really a lot good of pumping. Mix it in with the mayo. Bam.
That's a snack. It's a healthy snack. Dude,
that's a pre-workout, dude.
Give it to your kids.
Yes. All right.
Like your son, you send your son to school
with his mayo menstrual blood.
Yeah, it's like there's a little Tupperware container just full of like this red streaked mayo.
He doesn't even get a lunchbox. He just gets this jar.
He has a little SpongeBob spoon.
That's what they eat. That's what we eat now.
It's one of those, like, thermoses.
What else could go on the diet? I think we need to have, like, something else.
Something solid.
Well, I mean, if we're talking stuff that's, like...
You really think we could, like, convince...
Cheetos. Why? Flaming hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah, spicy foods.
Yeah, spicy foods.
They're good for cardio.
Here we go.
Dude, it will, like, burn the calories by eating them. They're hot.
Exactly.
Calories, literally by definition, are energy produced by burning something.
We found Flamin' Hot Cheetos with mayo. Are extremely
so
good.
So basically, we're making, like, a thick soup of menstrual blood Flamin' Hot Cheetos and a mayo base. With some protein powder, of course, and the occasional berries.
I feel like we have to have chicken in it, because bodybuilders, like, people that are into fitness really like chicken.
Yeah, they like to boil breast. Like, just boil chicken, right?
No.
Take a live chicken and just boil.
Just boil him.
Anyone who boils chicken is doing something wrong.
Oh, that's very true. That's why we need to debunk that myth right now. You gotta swallow your chickens whole.
Yeah, if you're not eating the beak...
Yeah,
they're doing something wrong.
The beak is where all the nutrients are.
If it's bulk season and you're chewing too much, that's unnecessary calories burnt.
Yeah. Just unhinge your jaw like a snake.
Oh, yeah. So ideally, you'll never even have to swallow. You just kind of, like, funnel things down your throat. If you chew, that's wasting calories.
Exactly.
That could be adding to your mass.
That's mass being added to the wrong spot, dude.
Yeah.
You trying to be Kirby or something?
My jaw is terribly... I have too much jaw muscle.
My jaw is mewing too much.
Okay, so the diet... Anything else that's stable? What about celery? I just feel the celery.
Chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a staple. But not just chocolate milk, dude.
The green chocolate milk.
The green... Shrek chocolate milk. Special edition from McDonald's.
I could go for it. I feel like protein. I feel like celery. It's just like the crunch. It's very manly.
It
boosts your testosterone because of how crunchy it is.
Dude, I think we also need some other crunchy.
Well,
foods.
Yeah, various crunchy foods.
Yeah.
What about?
I feel like a scrunchie would be like ideal.
Scrunchie?
Yeah, because it's like it's soft and chewy. So like you still have to like get a little bit of like. Used to just like not having to use your jaw to eat tough food, but you still get the crunch.
You get
the crunch in the scrunch, dude.
What's a scrunchie?
You don't know what a scrunchie is?
Yeah,
that's
I don't
the
know
thing
either.
That goes in your hair.
Yeah, so it's like.
The 80s war or something.
Yeah, well, they're coming back through the Visco girl.
Well, what's a scrunchie?
A scrunchie? It's like, well, no, we just eat scrunchies.
Oh.
Like the hair things. Because they're crunchy, hence the name scrunchy.
Oh, they wouldn't call it that if it wasn't crunchy.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, you can hear the crunch. So, but they're also, like, soft and, like,
yeah, soft tough. And they're, supple.
Yeah, they're, supple. Like, that's something that you want to, like, be able to start to swallow. It, like, prevents you from chewing, you know? Because, like you said, eventually you just want to be able to, like, just shove food down your throat.
Yeah, ideally you eat with a funnel. Which is fine, because we actually have... So that's the only exception. Crunchy foods... You can use your jaw muscles.
Yeah, crunchy foods are fine. Okay. Brian, you writing this down?
Brian, you got anything? You got anything else for us?
I was really spaced out. I heard scrunchy like 5 times.
Anything else for our diet?
Mm.
What do we call the diet?
Games without brains is
no,
the
we
thing.
Need like another name for it.
We need the no-brainer diet. The no-brainer diet. Because okay, diet's really like a no-brainer. Like you should be eating
like
this.
And that's
like
pretentious.
This.
That's pretty pretentious too. That's like ideal for these kind of diets.
Yeah, it's like, why aren't you eating like this, bro?
Idiot.
It's like keto, but better. Burn all your body fat. All
right, so what do we have so far? We have celery,
mayonnaise, blood, menstrual blood.
Well, it's any kind of blood.
Any clip. Menstrual blood is ideal.
Just for the iron.
Yeah. Magnets.
Magnets.
Well, magnets aren't in the food. I'm a fool. You put scrunchies are in there, too.
Scrunchies.
In the mayonnaise. Flamin' Hot Cheetos and other spicy food.
Which are also... Cheetos are also crunchy.
Yeah, exactly.
So they fit in.
It blends
in. The food groups. Iron. Crunchy.
mayonnaise.
Mayo,
protein.
Eggs. Can we like include all eggs?
Only the shells.
Only the shells.
Oh, no, eggs with the shells.
Yeah. There
you if you have to mix it into your scrambled eggs or something.
Rocky was doing it wrong. You got to just down the whole egg.
Wait, how can you do it without chewing it though? Is it kind of a crunch?
It's like a snake. Just unhinged.
If someone throws it into you.
like ski ball.
Yeah. Like a whole egg into your mouth.
Yeah.
Hole in one.
Like open wide. I like it.
Nice egg.
Like it a lot. So then that's a prototype diet.
Yeah.
No brainer diet.
No brainer diet. Now we need our workout. We already got.
Well, these are tech. Okay, yeah.
We techniques. Need our workout. We got our techniques. We already got the. What do you?
Oh yeah. Wait. Remember? There's right arm day, then left arm day.
Oh yeah. We've decided to split the body down instead of like upper body and lower body. We actually split it along the spine. So you have left and right body. Just think about it. You're targeting. See, everyone, if I'm right-handed, right? Most people are right-handed.
Why is right-handed?
Wait, why are more people right-handed than left-handed? Is that just like
because left-handedness is a sin?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, my grandfather was left-handed.
He was shot and killed.
No, like they made him learn to write right-handed. And they like if he wrote with his left hand, they'd slap it with a ruler.
That was common.
Why?
Because it was just like considered bad.
You are the child of Satan. You are using the left hand. Actually,
I mean, the word right in Latin is dextra.
I can't help you there, Chief.
It's dextra, and the word for left is sinister. I can't recall the ending on it, but it's sinistra, which sounds it's like sinister. So it's like it's just like bad for some reason.
Just like the left.
We don't want to be using our liberal hand.
I only use my Judeo-Christian values.
I've always wondered about why so few. It's like 10% of people are left-handed or something like that.
Guys,
it seems rather
we were talking about the liberal hand. Guess who's left-handed? Obama. Obama is a lefty. Guys, if this isn't proof that's the liberal hand, I don't know what it is.
Barack Hussein Obama is supporting the liberal agenda that's destroying the American schools by taking religion out of them.
Oh, no.
Was that good enough?
Thank you. That is our political...
Yeah, we had political value for about 5 seconds, so that's about... We're done.
I don't believe in that. It's just
I don't believe in politics.
Polyidical value.
I didn't hit a strong enough southern accent when I said that.
Now, y'all need to be knowing that the left hand is the sign of the liberals.
No, like, you have the article up, right? Why are people left-handed?
This is from Sicily.
Tell me!
Good shot. No one has put this on Pinterest, and 9 people have put it on LinkedIn.
Okay, of course. It has to be reliable, then.
Yeah.
How many Reddit upvotes does it have?
I don't know. We can check that. Check the Reddit
this has
count.
A gold on Reddit.
Check the Reddit. No, but you can post it on Reddit. Oh.
All right.
That's just my Reddit account. I have 2 karma, because I'm a boomer. Anyways... for the left-handed people, life isn't easy. It is unclean. Oh yeah, you know, in some cultures, like they have like the eating hand and the pooping hand.
No.
It's like my favorite thing. When I lived in Singapore, we did this field trip to Malaysia, and to give us this like cultural experience, like okay, guys, you don't get utensils; you can only use your hands. The right hand is the eating hand. The left hand is the pooping hand.
Oh.
All the left-handed people did not have a fun time at mealtime. Because they would just instinctively grab it. It's like, no, man, that's your poop hand. What are you doing? Trying to get poop in your mouth?
Poop hand.
Dude, so what? You guys are either food-handed or pooped hand. All right, so...
That's why they made my grandfather change it.
He was using his poop hand.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's the poop hand. The world has gotten more... My favorite quote so far is, "The world has gotten progressively more accepting of left-handed folk, but there are still some undeniable bummers associated with left-handed
folk." Bro, such undeniable flaws.
Such a bummer, dude. These flawed human beings. The devil himself was thought to be a lefty.
How'd they find that out?
you know when that one guy, Dante, went down into hell. Like,
"Can I have your autograph, Satan?"
Yeah, well, like, Satan was busy.
He was frozen in Dante's...
He was, like, munching on some people, so, like...
Yeah, munching on three bad dudes. No, one of which was Judas, and I don't remember who the other two were.
When Dante came back for round two.
Yeah. When he eventually died and realized,
he wrote The Inferno 2.
Yeah. He came back for the sequel. After achieving... heaven. Yeah. We now have to return to where it all began. Satan is in a pickle. Judas has escaped from his mouth hole. And it's up to Dante to find him in Dante's Inferno 2. Heck breaks loose. I think that was a pretty good movie.
That's pretty good.
I'll go watch that.
Not as good as Ip Man 3.
Oh, yeah. Dude!
Ip Man 4, like right there on the monitor.
Yeah, that's why I thought of it. I guess
Ip Man 4 final Chinese trailer with Donnie Yen and Scott Adkins.
All right, tell me why left-handed people are so uncommon.
It was supposed to be believed it was originally a gene, according to this.
the left-handed gene. Oh no!
The gene. Left-handedness was a gene. Polar bears and chimpanzees also have handedness, but they are split 50-50. So we, the superior race, are actually split 90-10.
Okay. So it's solely because of our superiority to animals, I understand.
Yeah. As our brain got bigger, we were like, yeah, we should use the right hand. That's just better.
That's the food hand.
Yeah, that's the food hand. These people using the poop hand.
All right, that's satisfying enough for me.
Alrighty, yeah, this doesn't really answer
too bad.
Anything. It's like, the gene could be there, but we're not sure.
So, like, can we call left-handed people polar bears?
No, dude, they eat with the poop hand. They're poop bears.
Where was this coming from? We got off track.
Yeah. Where did we even pull left-handed?
It was with the right and left body.
Oh, yeah,
workouts.
Right and left day. Okay. So, poop hand side and food hand side.
Yeah, I don't know how we... never mind.
Brian, what are you doing? That's the poop hand.
Brian tickled my feet.
That's a weird sentence without context.
It is.
Brian,
but it's not wrong.
It's not incorrect.
Yeah. Brian used his overarching arm to reach over the desk and then underneath to tickle.
Yeah, slithered under the desk.
No, my feet are up on the table.
Yeah. You didn't have to give them that. We could have used our imagination.
My army Brian of leprechauns.
I can imagine even better now that I said it.
The army of leprechauns has...
We have hundreds of leprechauns.
Charlie,
outside.
Quick, best impression of a leprechaun getting hit by a car.
Ah! No, I was caught off guard. That's like a gremlin. Oh, how did you do it to me, Potter? Ah! Me lucky charms.
I can't wait to eat my lucky charms.
Oh, God! Me gold, me leg.
Seamus, get over here and take my gold.
Me charms. What is this giant beetle? Do you think leprechauns know what cars are?
Yeah, why not?
I think they have their
own
cars.
They're in the modern world.
Yeah.
What does a modern day leprechaun live like?
Yo,
we transferred all of our gold coins into Bitcoin. That just seemed easier.
This is the modern leprechaun workout.
The modern leprechaun workout.
Yo, are you leprechaun mode, bro?
Bro, I'm totally leprechauning right now.
Yeah. High jumps. I feel like leprechauns got like tons of cardio, but like no.
Bro, I'm conning. I'm conning right now, bro.
Yeah, bro, you getting the gains? Working those legs?
I'm doing polar reps, bro. Circles. Like a rainbow, bro.
I feel that. Is that right day for you or left day?
Oh, bro, it's poop hand day.
It's poop hand day. All right,
you know what
I
mean, bro?
Yeah, I feel that. You gotta be able to wipe that poopy diaper. I feel that.
Part of the plan is to wear diapers.
Yeah.
Because if you go to the bathroom, you're wasting time.
Exactly, that you're using
for games. Yeah.
Like, you're taking, or better yet.
We don't do cardio in the workout plan, so.
Better yet, do your squats over the toilet. So when you squat down, that's when you go.
You see, it's not that the left hand's evil, it's that cardio's evil.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Anything else? We have the poop wraps.
I mean, we don't actually have a plan, but we don't need to do that. They can figure it out. Just do whatever you feel. Feel your body. Whatever feel is your best body. For you.
Every day, start by giving yourself a massage in every different part of your body.
Oh, yeah. Also, if you check, if another workout is if you flex your muscles for 5 minutes in front of the gym mirror, like in the middle of the gym.
Yeah, you got to hype yourself up.
Yeah. It'll increase the weight you could lift subconsciously.
Yeah, and also, the more you talk about how much gains you're getting, the more gains you'll actually get that day.
Yeah.
Because your body's like, dude, I gotta make up. This guy, he's talking big. He says he's like putting on like 10 pounds of muscle every day. Like, I gotta step up. But body's like, let's get this going. Let's just jack ourselves.
I feel like that would stress the body out though.
Yeah, well,
like, you ever have someone tell you, it's like, yo, he's really good at this one thing, and then now you're under pressure to be good at it, and what if you screw up?
Oh, dude, that was
so me. What if your body's like, oh man, I don't want to screw up, and then they panic and mess it all up. They don't get the gains.
Well, it's also mind over matter.
Mind over matter, baby.
I mean, well, I guess this is the no-brainer.
Actually, this is the matter over mind workout.
Yeah, this is the matter. Yeah, that's right. The gains over brains, dude.
That's why you surround yourself with your bros, and as you're working out, they just screech about how great you are.
Yeah.
Because if they give you no space to think.
Exactly. Right. You can't have any haters when your haters will literally be drowned out by your screeching bros. It's the perfect plan.
All right. Any other important steps in the workout plan? You guys have any ideas?
Just
keep it rolling. We have a good
10 minutes. Oh, wait. You know what that means? Bro. It's time for PSA. Bro, you got it?
Yeah,
you got
bro.
The PSA, bro?
Yeah, bro.
All right, bro. You hit it. You get it.
All right, bro.
Here we go.
Woo!
All right. So.
Yeah, get it, bro.
So you wake up one morning and decide spontaneously you really want to set your home on fire. I'll tell you why it's not a good idea with this well-constructed argument.
All right, bro. I feel you.
Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you have only 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. That's monthly, 30 days. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross, that's R-E-D for red, has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
Thanks, bro. That was really cool, dope of you.
Yeah, no problem.
I feel like you worked out your vocal cords.
Can we get some applause in the...
Oh, dude, I've been, like, meaning to pull up clap tracks. But like,
no, we had to pull up the video.
So to you pyromaniacs out there, just don't let your house on fire.
You pyromaniacs out there.
To you wacky pyromaniacs. Don't.
Oh, I can't even spell cheering.
Don't do it.
Put the lighter down.
All right, here we go. Arab immediately. Cheering.
Yo, there's a dude there in there.
Oh, that guy's good. Yeah. That guy's definitely good.
that's another form of rep.
Yeah, another rep, guys. Go to rock concerts.
Actually, you should clap between sets to keep your testosterone up.
Yeah, just
like you finish your set and you just stand there for 2 minutes clapping.
And then it's even better because then you can cheer on your fellow bros.
That's very true.
Also, if you see someone working out, it's best to work out as close as possible to
them.
You
should touch butts.
Like, it actually increases... Like, it's kind of...
You absorb some of their testosterone.
It's kind of like gravity or electromagnetism. Like, the closer you get, it's, like, exponentially better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the force gets stronger.
Yeah, like if you, and also though, if you touch butts, that's gonna, your homie's gonna get a little bit excited and produce more testosterone.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna get a little bit excited and produce more testosterone.
And then that just sort of stacks.
It just keeps going infinitely until you guys can pick up the entire gym.
Just like Kyle's squats.
Yeah, I actually picked up the whole gym.
Yeah, Kyle actually can squat the entire, gym.
Yeah,
the
whole Marquis gym. Marquis de Lafayette's entire sword.
That's what he uses as his bar, dude. He puts one half the gym on one side, the other half on the other one.
And slices it in half with the sword.
Yeah. He stitches it back together using the magical properties of the leprechaun. I feel like Marquis de Lafayette was hand in hand with the leprechauns, dude.
You think they were like, you know how like all the people that were important back in the Marquis's time were in like the Masons and stuff. We talked about this before.
Yeah, the Masons.
Or some sort of secret organization. You think the leprechauns were in those too?
I feel like the leprechauns
did they have their own, or were they
the leprechauns ones? Probably had their like own branch and
were they
like
integrated into other secret organizations?
I mean, I feel like the leprechauns were their own branch, and then like when they had like big group meetings, like the leprechaun branch of that area would show up.
Oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah, and it's like along with like the Drogon, the goblins, the dwarves, the vegans.
I thought the dwarves left for a different planet 3 years ago.
Some of them did.
Well, no, this is in the 1700s.
Who do you think built the pyramids?
Isn't this the late 1700s, Brian?
Yeah.
Heave ho, dwarves, we got the pyramid.
Actually made the pyramids.
Yeah, those are the sand dwarves.
People were like, the Egyptians couldn't have made the pyramids. The dwarves made the small pyramids.
Egyptians did.
Yeah.
No, not they, like they dwarves, don't like people small. Dwarfism, like fantasy dwarves.
Yeah, like World of Warcraft fellas. That you're
bearded,
not.
Extremely buff Egyptian
dwarves.
Yeah.
Some say they can actually turn sand into gold.
I miss the good old days.
Like Rumpelstiltskin. The good old days.
I miss the good old days. When dwarves walked the earth. Leprechauns didn't get run over by cars.
Yeah, but before the great dwarf leprechaun war.
Yeah, and when the Kyle and Charlie show had dwarvish listeners. We've actually existed towards the end of, since the beginning of time.
We were actually there when the pyramids were made.
Yeah, we actually, there's three pyramids. There's one for me, one for Kyle, and then one for Brian/Owen.
I actually just, like, it was just them, and then I spontaneously appeared.
Yeah, we used those pyramids to summon Brian/Owen. Richard's there too.
How's he involved?
Well, Richard's just there. Richard hangs out with the dwarves.
He's chilling.
Yeah, he's chilling.
Richard is half dwarf.
Yeah, Richard's got his couch.
I'd believe it.
Yeah, Richard's a tank.
Yeah, remember that one time he picked up a pickaxe and for 5 straight hours he was just digging?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a dwarf and he
It's a topical reference.
Yeah. Guys, you remember that Yogscast video about Minecraft?
Top 10 funny honeydew impressions.
Oh, we're not gonna go any further.
We're not going back.
My Joker impression.
Now you see, Batman, now that I have channeled the power of the Chaos Emerald.
Or like you see all the people trying to do the Heath Ledger where they just like a lot like
well yeah. You see. It's like, sir, excuse you, you're about to they're about to win like the world's whistling competition.
Can you hum and whistle at the same time?
No, you can't.
There you go.
That was trippy.
I'm sure you can figure it out if you give it a little while.
You're getting there.
What is our time looking like, Charlie? I'm curious.
Time is relative.
I'm busy whistling and humming
physics
at the same time. We can go for a little bit longer if you want.
We could play some patty cake.
Could play some patty cake, patty cake. Step on snakes.
What? What? Is that like a...
Yeah, that's actually what happened to the dwarves, is that they stepped on too many snakes.
Yeah, that's where all the snakes in Ireland went.
Yeah, well, yeah. St. Patrick actually banished the dwarves along with the snakes.
Oh, then they stepped on them and died.
And then while they were on Noah's Ark...
They were two dwarves in Noah's Ark. Yeah.
Noah was like, oh, dude, sorry, man. Guy said no other humans. They're like, what do you mean? We're dwarves.
You know, I was really surprised. I was reading the Bible the other day, and they were talking about the dwarves.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
It's like, where are these leprechauns?
It looked like someone tried to tear out the page, though. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it looked like it was, like, barely in there, but...
Yeah. Like, the word, like, they got cut halfway through.
Yeah, I was swimming in the Dead Sea, and I just found some scrolls.
Dude, I love Dead Sea Scrolls.
And they're talking about the dwarves.
Yeah. What about the guys, are leprechauns? No, dude, that's what happened. Dwarves and leprechauns are the same people. But when St. No Patrick way. Banished the dwarves along with the snakes
oh, for stepping on the dwarves.
There's no way. It's not possible.
No. Some of the dwarves went into hiding.
Oh.
And because they went into hiding, they couldn't work out and do their gains as much as they could. So that's why they shrunk down.
But where'd the pot of gold come from? They're mining?
Yeah, and I mean, they're still really good miners, but they just can't work as much, so that's why they're...
actually where the page was ripped out, so I couldn't read that
part. Oh, yeah, you didn't get to that part
you see,
of the
I
scripture.
Mean, since we've existed since the beginning of time, it's more like we know this, but we can't prove it, since there's no other written documentation.
And I'm a being who was neither born nor killed, I guess.
Brian's just a Brian slash Owen's just a watcher, and Richard's just there, he's hanging. It's like you have these like universal omnipotent deities, and then Richard's just there, like, sup.
He's living.
Yeah, he's vibing.
Kyle controls all the grass in the world. He is the god of grass.
Yeah, I'm actually the grass god.
Oh, he's the grass god? Dude.
Yeah.
You must make a lot of bank then, especially in today's economy.
Oh, yeah.
I heard sod is off the charts right now.
How do you feel about people mowing their lawn?
Oh, I actually support it. Yeah.
Keeps them in check.
Yeah, every time grass dies, I get a little stronger.
Yeah.
You guys know the smell when you cut the grass?
Yeah.
That, like, very strong grassy smell.
Isn't that like their
chlorophyll?
That's like their death cry, basically.
So you like...
Vegans destroy.
Fellas, that's the blood. That's the death cry of the grass. How do you feel?
That's their death cry.
Wait, so are you like a benevolent god or are you like an angry one of the grass?
You know, I can't disclose that.
All right, that's fair.
Without my lawyer present.
Without your lawyer.
Yeah, gods have lawyers.
Yeah. It seems, I don't know. I feel like the grass god's lawyer would be a little bit seedy.
The fact that I actually lost.
Applause. Crowd cheering. Oh, this is like a lot. Wait, that's what I need. The full house exit.
No, we're at... We can't, oh, actually, yeah.
That, well, we do need the Alvin and the Chipmunks... what's it called?
Oh,
PSA.
Yeah, we can't do that yet.
All right. I get a little bit of the Full House.
What if that car just...
No, dude, this is what happened. It hit the leprechauns.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Brian, remember the part in Full House when Bob Saget just looked at the camera and said...
Leprechauns are real. I'm not allowed to be saying this on live airways, but you have to listen to me.
And then
they got tackled.
Bob Saget just disappeared from the face of the earth. Who even is Bob Saget, guys?
He entered the Full House form and willed himself back into existence.
Kyle, would you like... I forgot what I was going to ask, but I could come up with something. Okay.
Yeah, just keep rolling.
If someone like shot you with a growth ray, would you destroy the Golden Gate Bridge?
Why the Golden Gate Bridge specifically?
Just would you?
Well,
I mean, it's a pretty cool bridge.
I kind of respect it.
My only complaint is that it's not golden, nor it's a, and it is also not a gate.
Would you pick it up and bring it to Pennsylvania?
I kind of like where it is now.
But like,
where do we put it?
We need more people just coming to Pennsylvania for haha funny office.
You're right. So we need more Full House references.
God, what is your favorite office funny quote?
Dude, did you hear the guys actually, like, Kevin's actually pulling up?
Yeah, he is. Kevin Office is coming.
Yeah, Kevin Office is coming, and I heard he's bringing chili.
Yeah, and he said, I'm the office.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I am Office Man. I invented the number Clevin.
And then he leaves.
Yeah. Full House, and Bob Saget was like, yeah, I'm Full House. And then the show ended.
And then Seinfeld comes up and says, hey guys, I'm Seinfeld.
But he actually is Seinfeld.
Yeah, well, that's why it's funny.
He entered the Seinfeld state.
The state of Seinfeld. Dude, I want a TV show named after me.
Harper.
Harper.
Hey.
It'd be a good time, dude.
I would just have pain.
I mean, you already have a radio show named after you.
All they need is to see our screen. They need to see our face. I also like how I just Googled Indian ransom on accident.
What?
No, it's just recommended videos. Call Me Carson, clips that will make you feel bad for him. Stephanie Tanner, best scenes. Oh, whatever happened to the Olsen twins? Indian ransom. Full House mistakes you missed while pointing at a baby butt. 10 hours of DVD screensaver. Olsen twins again. Cole Sprouse on being Ross's son on Friends and his crush on Jennifer.
You see the Full House mistake in that video. That character was actually supposed to be a 20-year-old fully grown female.
Yeah, but then they were like, man, we actually cast a 5-year-old.
Oh, it's too late to go back on this.
Oh, I thought they were pointing that he was picking her up with the poop hand and not with the food hand.
Yeah.
Dude, he's gonna poop on her. That's not allowed on TV. Disappointing.
This is so sad.
This is really sad. Can we please get Indian ransom up in the chat?
No.
What would your Indian ransom be?
I feel like we're not allowed to watch Indian ransom on air.
I don't know what it would be.
I feel like it would be like too much cursing.
It is clearly not a serious video. Like, yeah. It has Baljeet from Phineas and Ferb on.
Holding, like, two Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Like, you see, I'm just afraid it's going to, like, start off with, like, immediate cursing.
Don't play it. We can't risk it.
We can't risk. Guys, $10,000 for Indian ransom?
Yeah, I actually talked to Baljeet. I met him before. He swears a lot. Yeah. I wouldn't trust that video.
You'd always think it'd be Buford from Phineas and Ferb. That'd be the cursor, but nah, it's Baljeet.
Yeah. He speaks like a sailor.
Yeah.
Dude, what's wrong?
Kind of speaks like a leprechaun, actually.
Leprechaun swears so much.
He's got leprechaun vibes.
They're it's not screaming funny. A lot of cuss words.
Cussing.
When we run out, ran them over in our car earlier.
Hmm?
When we ran the leprechauns over in our car, they're cussing.
We censored it.
Well, yeah, we actually had live footage on, but you guys didn't notice because our leprechaun impressions that you thought were leprechaun impressions, that was actually live footage of the leprechauns.
If you play this radio show backwards and then like you put it through Morse code and then you put that Morse code through like an image producer,
you'll get the video.
You'll get the picture of the leprechauns getting hit by the car.
Did you just say cuss word?
No, we must cancel show. No, please don't say the dreaded cuss word. No, please, Kyle.
We don't cuss here. I'm sorry.
Remember right before we hit the leprechaun, yelled at the car, I'm not afraid of you anymore.
Fun fact, the leprechauns are actually pointing guns. They hit them in self-defense.
Yeah.
The leprechauns are trying to steal them.
It's a complicated moral issue.
Guys, millennial leprechauns have Bitcoin wallet they give you instead. Yeah. Millennial leprechauns don't know the hard work of mining for gold. They use interest from Bitcoin.
All right, Brian, I have a proposition for
Father,
you.
Father, I cannot click the pickaxe.
What is it? You can't swipe past the gold, young Nathaniel. I almost said Neanderthal. That would have been bad.
Well, Brian.
You think you kids wouldn't even know what a pot of gold is with your Bitcoin.
Dad, sorry, I'm playing Humancraft.
Yo, Brian, I have a proposition for you. It's a philosophical proposition.
I can listen.
The ultimate in philosophy, the trolley problem.
Uh-huh.
So every single day, I swear, like every day in philosophy class, someone mentions the trolley problem.
Oh, really?
But this is a modified version.
This is like the actual thoughtful version.
No, this
real.
Is version 3.
Version 3.
The one that was in the real books.
Yeah, this is version 3. If there was a train that was on a track to hit 5 leprechauns, and you could pull the lever and switch to the other track, which would hit 5 leprechauns, would you pull the lever?
I would pull the lever, then go over to the remaining 5 and stomp on them.
Okay, I guess we have your stance on leprechauns.
Oh, I would just use my gains.
It's okay, I'm Irish. Like, it's okay.
It's okay, I'm Irish, I'm allowed to kill them.
I have a license.
A license to stomp.
It's like a hunting license. Leprechauns are in season.
I can show you my leprechaun. Oh, my wallet's over there.
Dude, St. Patrick's Day is actually the first day of leprechaun hunting season.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a little Irish secret, but...
No. It then ends on All Saints Day, I think. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really... I kind of don't abide by the rules. I'm kind of a drifter.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you
You're a vagabond.
Yeah,
I'm kind of against...
I actually have my own answer to your trolley problem as well. So, what I would do is I would hit the lever, but... Then I would try to jump onto the trolley,
God.
From my sick gains
from pulling the reps.
No. I would just do a full body vertical, so that way I can like just leg sweep the other leprechauns on the other side of the track, while simultaneously running over the leprechauns on the track that I just switched into.
You know, I can't visualize that, but it sounds really cool.
They bleed Lucky Charms.
That's true.
I feel like that wouldn't clot well.
Well, like, you know how blood cells are
Oh, they're like tiny. Okay. Yeah. Dude, Lucky Charms are just big leprechaun blood cells. Change my mind.
That's when you farm them.
All right, I think it's about time to pull up the old...
The old leprechaun video?
The old standard, yeah.
Dude,
the leprechaun food safety.
Hey, guys, listen to these leprechauns for some food safety fun tips.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Cook.
Fire in the hole.
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
That really was awesome, Alvin. Thank you.
Do you think
it's awesome every day?
Do you think if we memorize like the script for that, we could just read it once in a while?
I think that's what we're gonna do on the anniversary of the Kyle and Charlie show.
Yeah, sure. That's what we're doing now. We just decided.
Well, that's what we're
the
gonna do.
The office gym pranks Dwight.
Dude, I loved it when office gym prank Dwight.
Yo, can you pull up video I blew up Malaysia?
What? Okay.
Just for the audience. I know a couple listeners will really...
I blew up Malaysia.
Yeah, it's that one.
Oh, okay.
This is from Johnny Test, guys.
It's from
Everyone's silent.
This is a all God right. show.
Okay.
Listen.
That's not a word.
All right.
Okay, we want answers. Why did you resist a police officer?
Why are you police officers?
I blew up Malaysia.
What do you think of that?
Now,
what do you think of that?
Dude, the lore in Johnny Test goes so deep.
So it's like in a dystopian future.
It blew up Malaysia.
It's all gone. Well, looks like that's a show.
Dude, that's actually how you become a cop, is that you just have to blow up a country.
Yeah, why are you police officers?
I mean, I think I accidentally blew up Sudan.
I mean, it happens. Yeah, all right, guys. Happens.
Alrighty.
You think this is the show? This is a show? We got a show? Brian,
definitely think we have. Wait, Brian, what country did you blow up to become a cop?
Albania.
Albania, okay.
Now, but Albania 2 is doing pretty good.
Albania, alright, that's
yeah,
always
good. Yeah, we of course left a sequel behind. In all-
Kyle actually blew up Pangaea. He caused the continents to split.
I blew up Pangaea.
Yeah.
That's why he's chief of police here.
Alright, well... Hey, Brian.
Stop. This bit doesn't work, please.
You.
Hey, you.
You.
R. Say R.
R.
Listen. Oh, wait, no, I said something new line. You.
R.
Listening.
To.
W.
J.
R.
H.
One.
O.
Four.
Point.
Nine.
F.
M.
Lafayette
College
Radio
Easton
Pennsylvania
period
quotation mark.
All right, guys,
this was the Kyle and Charlie show, and we are your hosts,
Kyle
and Charlie, with special guest from Lehigh,
I don't okay
Brian Payne. Thank you all. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week.
We love you.
Good night.
I've blown up Albania as long...
This is my confession.
This is my confession. You guys all have a good rest of your weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Sparks fly from a fingertips.